The students at the Shanghai town hall were carefully screened by Chinese authorities, and some said they'd been given training before they could take part. One of those who was chosen to attend the session was NPR's former news assistant in Shanghai, Chen Jin. He's now studying for his PhD in global communications at Fudan University. And he says he was pleased to hear these first words out of President Obama's mouth.
Nong hao. Good afternoon.
Nong hao, and this is in Shanghainese, this means ni hao, you know, hello. He learned the kind of local Shanghai dialect.
Uh-huh. Well, how did that sound to you?
Quite impressive. I mean, quite accurate. You know, Shanghai dialect is very hard even for ordinary Chinese. And I think he must very well. Quite impressive.
That one phrase. Two syllables.
Yeah, but still, you can tell. I mean, he still put some effort to practice. I think it's quite perfect.
How did you get chosen to be at this event today?
I'm just surprised because I don't know how the choosing process, but I just got a call a couple of days ago and saying, are you interested in going to the town hall meeting with Barack Obama? I say, it's fine, it's cool, and just go there, and that's it. Quite simple.
Now, I gather you had a question that you wanted to ask President Obama, and you didn't get a chance to. What did you want to ask him?
I want to ask about the climate change. My question is it time for American people to finally change the way of living, change the lifestyle, in order to do their part to fight the global warming?
And you didn't get a chance to ask that.
Yeah, because so many people raising hands, so I didn't get a chance to ask a question.
You know, there was a question at the end that came not from the audience. It was read by the U.S. ambassador to China, John Huntsman, a question that had come in over the internet to the embassy, and it had to do with opening up the internet and what's called the Great Firewall of China, websites that are censored and things like that. Let's take a listen.
I am a big believer in technology, and I'm a big believer in openness when it comes to the flow of information. I think that the more freely information flows, the stronger the society becomes.
And the president went on from there. Chen Jin, it's interesting because apparently the irony here is that a lot of what came out of this meeting today, including this question about the internet, may have been posted briefly on the internet in China, but then was taken down. What do you think about that? Does that surprise you?
I mean, based on my own experience with the internet things, I think I can get all the options I want to have in right now, and I think everybody's happy.
What did you think about President Obama's message about openness and transparency, things like that?
I think if you're just looking about Chinese internet right now and comparing to 5 or 10 years ago without internet or something like that, you definitely see the kind of openness in Chinese internet. I think it's improving. And people seem to get more and more understanding about the internet, what internet can do, and think they're getting more and more through the internet.
Tell me about what happened after the president's speech. I guess he worked the room a bit.
Yeah, he walked around the room and shook hands with the first row, and then he decided to left the hall. But, you know, we sort of get a chance to get his attention, and he just, you know, returned and shook hands with us. We are all very excited.
Did you get a chance to talk to him?
I didn't get a chance to talk to him because so many hands are waving in front of my eyes, and I just get a chance to shake his hand. It's fantastic.
Chen Jin, thanks for talking with us.
No problem.
Chen Jin is studying for his PhD in global communications at Fudan University in Shanghai.